At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, April 18th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed Major League Baseball slate with 17 games across the diamond and go to an American League matchup, 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time, between the Los Angeles Angels and the New York Yankees. Currently, the Yankees are listed as a minus 145 home favorite, with the Angels a plus 130 road dog, and the total in this game is 9. Now going to this matchup, the Angels are 8-8. They just dropped 3 of 4 at the Red Sox, but they did win yesterday's game on Marathon Monday 5-4, cashing as a minus 130 road favorite. On the flip side, the Yankees, 10-6. They just split a 4-game series at home against the Twins, and they beat Minnesota on Sunday as a minus 160 home favorite, winning 2-0. So what have we seen across the board for tonight's game? Well, first off, the pitching matchup, we do have Jose Suarez, the lefty here, going for the Angels, 0-1 with a 10.80 ERA, while the Yankees will counter with Clark Schmidt, 0-0 with a 8.44 ERA. And the pros, they're going Yankees in this one. This game opened with the Yankees listed as roughly a minus 135 home favorite. We've now seen the Yankees get steamed up to minus 140, minus 145. So about 10 cents of steam toward New York, telling us that these bigger, sharper wagers are triggering this kind of big movement in favor of the Yankees. And again, steam, you might hear it thrown around quite a bit in the sports betting realm. But really, steam is just a sudden change in line movement across the marketplace, all at once being triggered across multiple sportsbooks. So basically, we always joke that teams are getting steamed, which means they're just taking in a big wave of smart money. And really, in basketball or football, you're looking at the spread moving with juice or at least a half point. With baseball and hockey, money line sports, big steam that really jumps out is really 10 cents or more. So that's what we're seeing here with the Yankees, 10 cents of steam in their direction. The Bronx Bombers are also receiving a big wave of betting percentages in their favor. The Yankees are getting 83% of bets, but almost 90% of the money. So that tells us that it's kind of a combination of both pro and Joe support on New York. Again, the public will just say, hey, give me the Yankees because they're the pinstripes. Whereas respected bettors look like they said, hey, early on, that minus 135 open or minus 140, that was a pretty good valuable number based on their discrepancy plays. And then basically what pros do of course, is they set their own numbers. They compare their numbers to the books. When they have a discrepancy, a worthwhile edge, an advantage over the books, that's when they get down. So really seeing that line move in the Yankees' favor, it's not just because they're the Yankees. It's that the pros have, you know, a better number on the Yankees than what the odds makers were offering, which then provided value to get down on the Yankees. Yankees do match a couple of good system matches. Number one would be a non-division road favorite, a non-division favorite off a win. Those teams are 59-34, 63% this year. So it's been a pretty good angle just, historically and this season as well. But the Yankees also have a really good system match in a rest first tired spot. So you don't see it all the time in baseball. We kind of think of baseball as, you know, an everyday sport where you just play every single day for 6 months. But throughout the year, there are schedule spots that favor one team and are kind of a detriment to the other. So you see it usually on a, you know, like a Tuesday, or sometimes you'll see it on a Friday. But it's when one team is rested and had the day off the previous day, whereas the other team had to play. So this would be a rest first tired match in favor of the Yankees. The Yankees were off yesterday. They did not play. Meanwhile, the Angels had to play the Red Sox in Boston. Now, traveling Boston to New York, it's not that long of a, you know, of a flight here, whether it's a train or a plane. You know, again, it's not that far, but it's the point of one team had the entire day off versus the other team had to play. So if you are a rested favorite playing a team on the second leg of a back-to-back, that system is 284-181, 61% since the start of 2018. So a pretty big sample size with a lot of value on that rested team. And the big advantage there is your position players get a day off their feet. Your bullpen gets another day of rest. And then, of course, your starting pitcher typically gets an extra day of rest, whereas the other team has a quick turnaround, which can be difficult to bounce back in that short period of time. So rest first tired match. And the Yankees also have the fresher bullpen. You know, if they have to bring in their arms, they're more rested here, again, with that extra day off. But in the last three games, the Yankees bullpen has only pitched 4.2 innings. The Angels bullpen has pitched 12.2 innings. So a much fresher pen for the Yankees. If you have a quick hit, a quick hook on Clark Schmidt, you'll be able to bring in your bullpen arms that are rested and ready to go. But overall, good sharp line move here to New York with a pretty good system match, rest first tired advantage. So I'm going to go with the Yankees in this one. I got the Yankees at minus 145.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now let's look toward a interleague matchup, 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Nationals. First pitch here is 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time. Currently, we have the Orioles listed as a minus 140 road favorite, with the Nats a plus 130 home dog, and the total in this one is 9. Now, going to this matchup, the Orioles are 9-7. They just took 2 of 3 at the White Sox. They won 8-4 on Sunday as a plus 115 road dog. Meanwhile, the Nats, 5-11. They just lost 2 of 3 at home against the Guardians, but they did win the series finale on Sunday, 7-6, as a plus 185 home dog. So in tonight's Interleague Series opener, pitching matchup, we have the Baltimore Orioles going with Dean Kramer, 0-0 with a 9.49 ERA. Meanwhile, Washington will go with fellow righty Josiah Gray, a young stud pitcher acquired in the deal with the Dodgers at the deadline a couple years ago, 0-3, 4.32 ERA. So what have you seen across the market here? Well, looks like Pro Money says, hey, give me the Orioles at a pretty decent, modest chalk price here. So you're seeing line movement toward Baltimore. The Orioles actually opened as low as a minus 135 road favorite. Now we've seen the Orioles get steamed up to minus 140. Some shops are even creeping up higher. I see a minus 145 out there. So all movement and liability has been toward Baltimore. Now the biggest, and also you're looking at a pretty good bet split here toward the Orioles as well. The Orioles are getting 80% of bets, but 87% of the money. Again, a combination of both pro and Joe support in their favor. But again, you know, public doesn't really move numbers. It's really wise guys who have the respect of the books who will cause an adjustment to the number because the books respect their actions. So kind of an indication based on the bets and dollars that it's kind of both recreational and sharp money. But it's, again, that sharp money that really moves these numbers. But anyway, a couple advantages here for Baltimore. Number one would be an interleague favorite. If you look at interleague favorites, they are 39-20 this year, 66%, a 9% ROI. If you bet every interleague favorite so far this year, $100, you'd be up almost $700. But the whole point being, the lack of familiarity benefits quote unquote the better team. When you're an interleague matchup, you don't really know your opponent very well. You really don't know how to match up. You don't know the opposing pitcher, the opposing stadium, the opposing tendencies of the other manager. All these little things, based on the lack of familiarity, benefit quote unquote the better team. Now it's the opposite of a divisional dog, which in the division You know your opponent so well, it levels the playing field, benefits the team getting plus money. So interleague series, I always lean toward favorites in general because of that lack of familiarity. But you'd also match our non-division road favorite system match, which has been really the best go-to system all year. It's 42-20, 68%, with a 13% ROI. Non-division favorite off a win, 63% this year. Also, when both teams had the day off the previous day, which is the case here, neither team played Baltimore-Washington yesterday. Both had the day off, take the favorite. Very simple system, but it's 19-7, 73%, 18% ROI so far this year. And it is 149-72, 67% since the start of the 2022 season, with a really good money won here with in terms of units won, plus 20 units, $100 better. Taking every time both teams had the day off, take the favorite. You do that every time since the start of last year, $100 better would be up $2,000. So it's a pretty good angle. And the other angle there would be, you know, even though the rest is equal, both teams are rested, it disproportionately benefits quote-unquote, the better team, which would be based upon that favorite designation. So that would match with the Baltimore Orioles. Also, Baltimore is 4-1 as a favorite. They're 5-4 on the road, and they're 6-4 against righties, so you're basically profitable in all those situations. Meanwhile, Washington, 5-11 as a dog, 2-7 at home, and 2-7 against righties, so all losing situations there for Washington. Then also run differential, very just basic way to kind of tell you, you know, how good or bad a team is relative to the rest of the league. But the Orioles are plus 7 in run differential. Washington is minus 20. So I like this interleague favorite system match in favor of Baltimore with a little bit of steam. I'm going Orioles in this one. Give me O's at around minus 140. The return of Major League Baseball is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I am officially on the Yankees, the New York Yankees. I like the Yankees in that favorite system match at home, non-division favorite, the rest advantage, a favorite on a day off versus a team on a back-to-back. Again, opening up around minus 135, now up to minus 145. So digging the Yanks, I'm playing them at minus 145. Also playing the O's, which we just talked about, as a interleague favorite system match with a little bit of steam. And that is also a both had the day off, take the favorite system play. So I got the O's at minus 140. Now one more sweat for you. Another interleague matchup here. It ain't broke, don't fix it. I was on the Chicago Cubbies yesterday as a Josh's Sweat. And the Cubbies came through for me, won 10-1 against Oakland. And I'm going to run it back today. Give me the Cubbies once again here. Cubbies in game two of this series against Oakland. They are currently a minus 175 road favorite. You have Oakland around a plus 155 home dog. Total in this one is 7.5. But a lot of reasons to like the Cubs in this spot. Cubs 9-6. Again, won yesterday against Oakland 10-1. Didn't have to sweat it, which was great. Minus 135 favorite in that one. Oakland 3-14, the worst team in Major League Baseball. Really big pitching advantage for the Cubbies here. They're starting Marcus Stroman, veteran righty, 2-1 with an ERA of 1.00. He's facing Ken Waldichuk, a lefty here, who's 0-2 with a 10.20 ERA. We've seen some movement toward the Cubbies. They open around minus 170. Now they're up to minus 175. They're taking in 90% of the money, but 90% of bets, but 95% of the money. So another example of that pro and Joe combination of support here. And then also interleague favorite, as we mentioned, 39-20, 66%. You'd also match your non-division road favorite, 68%. Non-division favorite off a win, 63%. All profitable spots here this year and historically. Also going to lean on the Cubbies' bats. Obviously, they have the pitching advantage with Stroman over Waldichuk, but they're hitting 289, only 235 for Oakland. Obviously, you saw yesterday the bats go wild. Hopefully, they save some hits for today. Also, big pitching advantage on the bump, and ERA as a team for the Cubs of 3.41 versus 7.74 for Oakland. Also, some correlative betting value. Again, I think it's sometimes overlooked by recreational bettors. They just, you know, bet the side without really thinking about how the total could affect that side. And when you're on a favorite, you want a low total. Again, fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they're going to come from quote-unquote the better team. If you're on a dog, you want a high total, you know, which would be 9 or more, low total 8 or less. With the dog, more expected runs scored, more variance, more upset opportunities, which would kind of level the playing field, benefit the the team getting plus money. But correlative betting, favorite low total. This one opened at 8. Really juiced up here. Now it's down to 7.5. So looks like some under money coming in here. But we do have a good correlative betting angle in favor of Chicago. Also, the Cubbies are 5-2 as a favorite. They're 3-1 against lefties. They're 4-2 on the road this year, all profitable. Oakland, 3-14 as a dog, just 2-8 at home, and just 3-10 against right-handed pitching. So all losing angles there. Then also a much more rested bullpen for the Cubbies. Over the last three games, the Cubs' pen has pitched 9 innings versus Oakland pitching 12 innings. So bringing some guys out of the pen, hopefully with fresher arms, better arms, will be with the Cubbies here tonight. Then also run differential, plus 25 Cubs, been a pretty good start to the year, minus 72 for Oakland. That's the worst in Major League Baseball. So if you're giving me a ain't broke, don't fix it play with the Cubbies, again, rolled yesterday. They have another line move here in their favor, interleague favorite, bunch of system matches here with the Cubs. I'm going Cubs once again, got the Cubbies at minus 175. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, April 18th. But a reminder, we have so much going on right now in the sports betting world. Obviously, we just hit on baseball, which is wall-to-wall every day for the next 6 months, which I absolutely love sweating every single day, getting in the groove and the routine of baseball. But also, we have NBA playoffs. We have NHL playoffs. We have the NFL draft, really not far off, less than 2 weeks away. And I did see Bryce Young continues to get steamed up at the number one overall pick here. But with so much going on right now in the sports betting world, sometimes it can be hard to keep track of everything. You guys, you know, a lot of people have a day job and want to, you know, bet on sports when they get home. Well, we'll make it easy for you. Make your life a little bit easier. Put all the good insights, information in one place to help you make smart bets. We'd love for you to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. VSiN.com/subscribe. Only $9.99, $10 for your first month of service. You'll get all the best bets sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, the great DraftKings percentages letting you know bets in dollars in every single game. And then at least, you know, sign up for the newsletter. If you're not going to become a member, we'd love that. But sign up for the free newsletter. Wake up every morning to great sports betting coverage, letting you know what's going on in the market that day. And then, of course, in particular, what's going on at VSiN. But all you have to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, hit submit. Boom, you'll wake up every morning and get that newsletter to your inbox. And also, give us some support on social media. Follow us. Stay plugged into what's going on at VSiN by following at VSiN Live. And you can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Later today, I will have the Market Insights pod coming out around 3 o'clock. Should have some more best bets, probably have a couple NBA or NHL bets as well, because we got a lot of big playoff games here tonight. Maybe add a couple more MLB too. But either way, hope you have a great Tuesday. Good luck. And of course, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, because as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, the Godfather, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.